Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots to talk about today. I know. We won. Woo! That's what people are thinking about these gubernatorial elections. And, of course, depends on how you look at it, but we certainly took care of business in Virginia. Terry McAuliffe, idiot, former governor of Virginia, the guy, oh, they're not teaching critical race theory in Virginia schools. Yeah, they are, gov. I can see you're all plugged in there. The guy whose economy is on black energy and a host of other things that he's completely he's against. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So here's the problem. The problem is that we have identified how crazy leftism is, and we barely beat McAuliffe, who's an idiot. After the initial race in New Jersey, it was too close to call. Seriously? With everything that these people have seen in any state across this nation, it's too close to call? Let me put it a different way. Is it too close to call that Joe Biden is an idiot, that he was cheated into an election? He's got a son that is a crook and is running the family's crooked business enterprise. Hillary Clinton should be in prison. So should Comey. So should Obama. So should Eric Holder. Many of these people that have committed crimes against not only humanity, but crimes against Americans. Or maybe I should have said that the other way around. You get what I'm saying, though. These are dangerous people. Pelosi, Schumer, all of them, they're insane. And they show it every day with the policies that they have. So if you're voting Democrat, you're voting for that. And the question I would ask you guys is, are we winning? Are we really winning? You flip a governor's seat here or there, we think, woohoo, we're back, baby. Look at us. With elections that are so razor thin, you have to be scratching your head saying, do really 50% of this country believe in the policies of these leftist kooks and quacks? And of course, in every race, we have what? The uncounted ballots. We have the specter of, did we really win? I would really like to know the real numbers in Virginia, because I don't think we have them. This is why people go, why don't you spend time on this stuff? I don't spend time. I want to make you understand the bigger picture, that when we are at razor thin levels, what are we not doing right? What are we missing? When we're at razor thin levels, this race, any of these races, we should be beating these clowns by a minimum of 10 points. Oh, but Kevin, they control the big cities, and, you know, I know that. I don't care what they control. Let me tell you, do you think that the people in Virginia and in New Jersey are being impacted by gas prices? Do you think that they're being impacted by fuel prices? Do you think that they're being impacted by food prices? Do you think that it goes unnoticed on them that Hunter Biden is the most successful crackhead in the history of the drug? Do you think that it goes unnoticed on them that the very same people that they supposedly voted for are the people that put this clown in the White House who is destroying everything? How are we winning? Are we winning in colleges and universities? Are we changing the hearts and minds of these kids? I want to believe so. Let's go, you know, let's go, Brandon. The optimist in me believes we are, but here's my problem. My problem is I don't believe it's being reflected in the vote. That's our problem. And you want to know why I'm skeptical? It dates back to 2012 when Barack Obama had no statistical way to win against that lame Romney, whom I'm glad, by the way, Romney didn't win. But there's no way Barack Obama should have won that election. And they cheated. Then they tried it again with Hillary Clinton, and it came close. far too close for comfort. Nobody wanted Hillary Clinton. It was a shoe-in. That they thought it was a shoe-in for her. Trump surprised them. So they implemented the big fix. And now I'm telling you, I know for a fact, you people out there are just as concerned as I am. And by you people, I do mean white folks. You're just as concerned, and you better be. You better be concerned. So as I mentioned, am I happy that, yeah, you know, the governor's races, we certainly, you know, beating McAuliffe, the former head of the DNC, the former governor of the very state where he ran again and ran it into the ground, beating him is certainly symbolically a big deal. It is. I'm happy for that. But what I'm telling you is, the minute you start resting on your laurels, understand what the other guys are doing. They are already stacking the deck. And I think they did. Youngkin should have destroyed this man. But he won a... I mean, it was a comfortable victory, but not enough comfort for me. No. Not when these are the people that want to sexualize your kids. These are the people that want to dumb your children down and still want more money from school for school. These are the people that have gutted your military. They've got a foreign policy that is embarrassing at any level. They've got domestic policy that has you paying more for things than you should. And it's propping up the economy because you're paying more for the less crap you get to buy. That's not my idea of capitalism and how this country should run. And let me tell you, you look at the poll. I don't know how these elections tend to go. I'm not trying to make myself a pollster. But I've given you enough ammo to say nobody should be thinking. Most people should be going, I don't even want to be considered a Democrat at this point. And certainly if you look at their fearless, feckless leader, Joey Demento, it would bode pretty much. I mean, if you're going to look at trend lines, neither of these races should have been close. Who would want to vote Democrat and proudly raise their hand? I'm a Democrat. I'm for LGBTQ stuff. I want Dave Chappelle ostracized. I want him dead. I mean, who would want to claim themselves to be a Democrat under these circumstances? You want to go back to JFK and tell me, I'm a JFK Democrat. Fine. I'm okay with that. But you want to be a Democrat today, man, I got to look at you and go, what medication are you on? How did I know? Well, I mean, you just said you're okay being a Democrat, so you're obviously on medication. Is a hallucinogenic in play here? Maybe LSD? You have to be on drugs to want to be a Democrat. Anyway, we've got a ton to talk about. I'm not going to talk about the election, but I do want to cover some things I think are important.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You are going to love this next story. I got to tell you, you're going to love it. It's a kind of a quirky one, but as soon as I saw it, I went, oh boy, the shades of Hillary Clinton here, except in this case, it reminded me of Dr. Jill. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com 844-551-8255. Give me a ring. Let me know what's going on in your life. I got a lot going on. I'm going to be with the governor of Florida in a day. A couple days from now. And hanging out with him, find out what's on his mind. He could very well be, I think he's a president in the making, Rhodes Scholar. Very, very bright guy. Do you even know this about Governor DeSantis? He's a Rhodes Scholar. He doesn't look it, does he? Not that you can look at people and know intelligence, but yeah, he's a Rhodes Scholar. Guy's brilliant. So, you know, if you're going to go after him, you better really know what you're doing. Now, Cory Booker's a Rhodes Scholar. So, you know, here again, you got to weigh it. You got to balance it out. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are paying attention to the program. I hope you're spreading the gospel of what we do. I would like to tell you that the numbers are going up dramatically, not as much as I'd like, but it isn't your fault. It's our fault because we just don't quite know how to get the word out. So we hope that you like what you hear and you decide, hey, I'm going to get some friends involved. I'm going to get them to listen to the program. And a lot of you do write to me and say, Kevin, I got three more friends listening to the program. Good, man. Good. Thank you. There is no, look, if I've learned anything from my wife, it is to be humble. You know, don't, because I'm going to tell you, when you grow up the way I did, where, you know, life deals you lemons, and all you know how to make is lemon squeeze, lemon juice in people's eyes, you have a different way of thinking. And you have to learn how to just step back for a second, not be defensive, and humble yourself. Believe that people are not out to get you. And see, conservatives, we are not out to get you. That's what I had to learn about you people. Now, the left, they're out to get you. They have an agenda. Kevin, if you'll just give us your vote, black man, and get your little booty back on the plantation, we will make your life great as we define it, not as you define it. So I'm glad you folks exist. Anyway, so this is right from Dr. Jill's playbook. This woman stole $600,000 from her husband over a 20-year period. Now, that's not a lot when you think about it over that 20 years. I mean, she's stealing what, 30 grand a year? So she probably looked at it as, this is what I earned. You know, if he were going out, you know, with hookers, this is what they might get from him. So anyway, she gets 30 grand a year, but she's siphoning it off little by little, and he doesn't know it. And she hid the scheme by convincing him, and here's where it's a page from Dr. Jill's playbook. She tried to convince him that he had Alzheimer's. It isn't her. You just don't understand. So as soon as I saw the story, I said, man, Dr. Jill just got caught. She just got caught with her hand in a cookie jar. And maybe even Hunter didn't know that she was siphoning off some money from one of the accounts. But it wasn't her. It was a lady named Donna Marino. She stole the money in the form of pension checks, workman's comp, and Social Security income. She deposited some of the money into her mother's bank account. She got arrested, they said, and she's been charged with first-degree grand larceny, third-degree forgery. Look, before I even tell you about her crimes and, you know, everything she was charged for, let me just say this. If this woman were a Biden, no harm, no foul. If this woman were a Clinton, we wouldn't be reading about her. We would not know Donna Marino. They said in March of 2019, Elena Marino, the daughter of Marino's husband, first reported the alleged fraud to police when she found financial paperwork lying around in her father's home for credit cards he knew nothing about. This is so, look, I don't even have to tell you. Donna Marino, leftist. Leftist. She's the type of chick. Let me put it to you this way. He better make sure his babies are his babies. He better pull Mari and get this woman on this TV show. You are not the father. This guy, over 20 years, what else has she done? What has she done? I'm just saying. What other lies have been told in this relationship? If you're starting to feel like this is your relationship with the Democratic Party, let me tell you, people, it is. This is the when you think about being married to the Democrats and wanting a divorce from America, this is it. You just found out that your woman has been ripping you off, and probably your babies ain't even yours. Stealing his pension checks, his Social Security checks. And his workman's comp. Apparently, dude can't even work anymore. She's siphoning off money little by little. She's she's like a vampire bat. Takes enough blood from you to keep you alive, but you're always weak. You know, you're like, wow, why am I feeling so weak every morning? She's out there with her syringe, sucking out your blood and going to sell it at the blood bank. Why? Because you didn't get the shot. You got that golden blood. You got royal blood like me. People are out there going, this Negro is crazy. Oh, man. Look, we got to have some fun with this stuff, don't we? Oh, my goodness. So the daughter of the guy who's getting pilfered by his wife, she says that Marino, or his wife, Donna, forged the documents because she wanted control of his finances. See, let me tell you what. You better know who's in charge of your finances. In my family, Melissa is in charge of her aunt's finances and her dad. You want to know why? Let me tell you why. Because they can trust her. They can trust her. Jury's still out for me. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, but she got power of attorney. She can do whatever. She moves real estate around, the whole thing, man, because they know she will never, ever do anything to break that trust. All right. Anyway, so let's go back to the Alzheimer's. It said, when police approached Marino's husband, who remained unnamed, he told them that Marino controlled their finances as he was unaware of the alleged fraud. In order to keep the alleged fraudulent activities from her husband, she said she convinced him he had Alzheimer's. She explained, when her husband wanted to go inside the bank to make a transaction, she told him the last time he went inside, he made a scene due to his Alzheimer's disease, causing him not to go inside to avoid embarrassment. I mean, what kind of sick person? Just for the record, Dr. Jill knows her husband has a brain malady. So that's where the story kind of separates from her. But this lady, Donna Marino, she took a page out of Clinton and Dr. Jill's book.
Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Russian analyst Igor Danchenko, who served as a central source for a dossier of opposition research material on former President Donald Trump, has been arrested. That's according to a spokesperson for Special Counsel John Durham. The dossier claimed alleged ties between Russia and former President Trump to help him win the 2016 election. It was since proven to be fake. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is continuing to testify before a Senate hearing. Walensky being pressed on vaccination numbers by Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana.
What percent of CDC employees are vaccinated?
We're actively encouraging vaccination in all of our employees and doing a lot of education and outreach in order to get our agency fully vaccinated.
And the percent?
I don't have that for you today.
USA Radio News. Republicans continuing to react to turning Virginia red.
A warning issued by the top House Republican that Democrats should expect to lose dozens of seats next year. California's Kevin McCarthy noting that Democrats did lose more than five dozen seats in the 2010 election, the last time Nancy Pelosi was the Speaker of the House during midterms. McCarthy claimed more than 70 seats held by Democrats now will be competitive in next year's midterm elections, just about a year from right now. His prediction coming after Republican Glenn Youngkin won the Virginia governor's race against a Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, who used to hold that office. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A bipartisan legislative committee has approved a plan to remove racist language from the Alabama Constitution. The document, originally written in 1901, would be stripped of language legally authorizing things like segregated schools and poll taxes. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's go back to talking about the postmortem of this election a little bit, because I'm going to tell you, you're going to get a lot of misleading information, and one of them is that Trump is not important anymore. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. So, there was an article, I don't know who originated it, and it was in the wake of the elections, and here's what it says. The off-year elections for governors in Virginia and New Jersey tend to receive outsized attention, and the results are mined for deeper meaning about what they portend for the midterm elections the following year that determine which party controls Congress. And here are the key takeaways. Democrats see their worst fears in Virginia. So, I talked earlier, I think that Democrats have learned how to prep better, because that race shouldn't have been as tight as it is. Now, I say part of it could be the cheating, but I also believe part of it has to do with Youngkin. Because Youngkin ran on the idea that he's not going to run like Trump. He's not going to be like Trump. Well, first of all, there's only one Trump. I'm very sick of people saying, it's a Trump Republican Party. Trump is Trump, and he is making all these other Republicans reflect and take a different view on what it means to be a Republican. It doesn't mean everybody wants to be Trump. When you look at DeSantis, DeSantis is not saying, I want to be Donald Trump. No, he's just saying, look, there's a lot that came from this guy. He got it done. He went against the grain. He wasn't afraid to be a leader and to stand alone. I mean, there's many things about leadership that I could talk to you about that people exemplify, that Trump exemplifies, even though you might not like his style. But let me tell you what the narrative is going to be. I want you to be very clear. The defeat of McAuliffe by Youngkin, oh, well, it was because he was an arm's length against Trump. Let me tell you something. If that man said something negative against Trump, if he had said, I'm not a Trumpster, whatever, McAuliffe would be the governor of Virginia, period. Make no mistake about it. You can keep him at arm's length. You can say, you know what, Donald, I got this. But don't you dare say he's not a factor. I guarantee you he's a factor. But here's what they said. Democrats' worst fears are that they're on a course for a 2010-like drubbing in next year's midterm elections, and that they can't use the specter of former President Donald Trump to stop it. Those fears got a lot stronger after, of course, Youngkin won. Biden won Virginia by 10 percentage points just a year ago, if you want to believe that lie, just for the record. And if Democrats can't generate more enthusiasm than their gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe did, they'll likely be swept out of power in Congress. Let me tell you something right now. I want to be very clear. If the Democrats didn't cheat, they probably wouldn't have 50 seats in Congress. That is the only way they can win Congress, is to cheat. So make no mistake about it. They are measuring what does it take for us to win governor's races and save strategic congressional seats, and we will go at all costs to do it. If it means putting in Dominion or whatever voting systems, if it means putting in the big cheat and everybody getting their thumb drives ready, they'll do it. Trust me. They cannot and do not win fair and square, period. They said the governors are limited to a single term in Virginia. I didn't know this. And their elections obviously are held in odd number of years. So they look at these that Virginia is a bellwether. Now, McAuliffe was governor in 2013, and here's what they write, was unable to excite voters and significant headwinds facing Democrats, including Biden's drooping poll numbers, the congressional stalemate over his economic agenda, and the persistence of the pandemic. Let me translate that. The scam of the pandemic, what it's caused to the economy. That's what they're talking about, and they can't get their payday through to let people get the bounty of being a Democrat. They can't pay their way into office because there's been a stalemate. And Biden's poll numbers have been low since the beginning. They're not going to go. If Biden's poll numbers rise, I just want to be very clear, it will be artificial. Artificial. Gas went from $7 a gallon down to $6. Oh, he's so dreamy. I love him. Oh my God. Yeah, right. Not when you're used to paying $2. This inflation is not going away. And you're being impacted. Let me tell you something. Everything in the chain is being impacted. Go out to lunch. And go have a lunch or dinner with your family. Go see a movie or do something. Let me tell you, you're going to feel that 30-40% increase. You're going to be like, whoa. And let me tell you why I know. Because I have to take my staff out when we do planning meetings and we have working lunches. And I get the bill and go, for four people? How many? One, two. There's only four people. This is a bill for eight. Did I pick up? Are there law officers in here that we bought their lunch? What happened? And you know what it is? You look at the bill. Everything's been jacked up. A burger, $15. I thought I was in Hawaii. $15. Well, it did come with fries. You know what? Normally I want water with my meal. Bring me my Coke. Holy cow, man. They said Democrats only have a 5-vote margin in the House and a single vote margin in the Senate. Historically, the party in power almost always loses seats in Congress. But if 2022 nationally is anything like Virginia 2021, Democrats will lose a lot more than normal. Folks, if this were 2010 again, before the Democrats got this big cheat going on, I would tell you without question. Let me put it to you this way so that it makes sense. If the Democrats don't cheat in 2022, it will be so easy to flip the House and flip the Senate, it'll make your head spin. Biden will be lame duck. He will not be able to get anything accomplished. Oh, by the way, let's get rid of McConnell while we're at it. And if McConnell and McCarthy learn anything from Virginia, they should learn that they better be paying attention to the Republicans. That I'm talking about the Trumplicans, the Trump Publicans. They better be paying attention to them. They said diversifying states with a large share of college students like Virginia have been an unsolvable puzzle for the GOP. Let me put this into conservative speak. Anywhere there's a college or university, the nation has a cancer. That cancer has been these young people who are too stupid to realize that the Democrats are scandalous, scurrilous skanks. Well, if Let's Go Brandon at these college football games is proving anything, it has nothing to do with Youngkin. Now, they say Youngkin's figured it out. That's what the article. Oh, Youngkin, you know, let me just say what he says. He cracked the code. A former private equity executive, Youngkin presented himself as a non-threatening suburban dad in a fleece vest. He embraced Trump just enough to win the GOP primary and rev up the party base, but was also able to target more moderate voters by talking about fiscal management and investing in schools and campaigning without the former president at his side. Now, let me tell you something. That investing in school thing is a bit of a, I'm just telling you, don't be surprised if we've got, who was the last Supreme Court justice, the chick? If you got I'm not sure what you are. If it's a Kavanaugh, well, they seem more liberal than they do conservative. Be careful with these signs. Let's not start celebrating just yet. Yeah, there's an R in the governor's. You know, race here. I mean, in terms of counting the governors, you got a new R, but is it really an R? Now, I think he is. I'm not gonna throw the baby out with the bathwater. But this idea that, oh, well, he distanced himself from Trump. That's how, no, he won because he got through the primary because he supported Trump. If he wants to be his own man and say, hey, Mr. Former President, which I can still think Trump is president, I got it. I'm okay with that. I don't think DeSantis needs Trump to come campaign with him in Florida, but he can serve. Let me tell you what DeSantis will not do. DeSantis will not say, I disavow him. He won't pull a McConnell. So here's my point. If McConnell and McCarthy do what they're supposed to do, if they read the tea leaves the way they should, they can control not only the House and the Senate, but in 2024, whether it's Trump, whether it's DeSantis or some other qualified Republican candidate, because that's the only person that's going to make it, these guys will have the key to the kingdom. And we will have staved off leftism at least for another 2 to 4 years. Now, what else is incumbent upon the rest of us to do? Remind people of how stupid these Democrats are and bolster our own stuff. I'm going to give you a hint. Go to theflickfest.com and invest with me in changing Hollywood and pop culture. That's a start.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And 2, submit a free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Secret decoder ring to winning elections. They say Youngkin has it. Youngkin found it. That's what the Democrats should be afraid of. Perhaps they're right. They are to a degree. I won't disagree with some of it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Postmortem on the various races that happened. They said, more Republicans are going to be looking at what Youngkin did to win. I'm working with a Republican candidate, and this particular person,
It's funny because when you work with candidates, you see how much ingrained the system is with them. And to get them to go off that script a little bit is very difficult. And I think it is people like Youngkin, these guys that don't come from politics. They're made their money. And I would say when we had the governor of Illinois, I forget his name, but he was a billionaire. I thought he was going to affect some change. And he just kind of went with the flow. I'm hoping this doesn't happen for Youngkin. I hope that he says, you know what? I got in. I won. I spent my own money. I raised enough. I mean, and the GOP finally had to back him. Once you win, they got to back you. And so maybe he really, we legitimately are getting these people to say, I don't care what you do, how you try to dox me, how you try to, you know, make me look bad or whatever. I'm going to run. And I told you guys, if I were a guy in the position of Youngkin and had that kind of money, because people ask me all the time, Kevin, will you ever run? And I go, what is it, crazy? Is it ignorant? No. No way. But if I had the kind of coin that Trump and Youngkin had, I might. I'd finance my own campaign. But here's what I told you. I'd only run for governor or president. Youngkin did it. Good for him. Anyway, they say his model might work in these swing areas. They said he refused to disavow Trump, but he didn't hug him too closely. Well, see, I don't know that I agree that he didn't hug him closely. It's like having a big brother. You know, you go, yeah, man, love my bro. He's like, man, you need me to come help you out at the cab? No, man, I got this. This is my fight. I got this. I'm a grown up. That's what Jeb Bush could have done. Jeb Bush, I've told many people, he could have easily won the election back in 2016. Had he just said, I'm not disavowing my family for anybody. Will I rely on my big brother and my father for advice from time to time? Yeah, doggone right I will. But I'm my own man. I think that's what Youngkin is doing. He hasn't been asked, do you depend on somebody else to answer all your questions for you? He doesn't have a governor brother and a governor father. But he's saying, you know what? I do like what Trump was able to accomplish. What a guy. But I don't need him. I'm not going to make him the linchpin of my campaign. I can do this. It's not about him. It's about me. Now, what did Trump do? He set the stage for him. Self-made. I don't know what this guy's worth, but he's got a lot of money. He's a former private equity executive. He's got some bucks. He's the everyday dude. And he resonated. So anyway, they say he catered to the Trump base, but he also got the persuadable suburbanites. To that point, I will tell you, I've talked to some very learned people, and they still hold their nose at the idea of voting for Trump. So, I can't speak for them. These are people that I like. And I can tell you one of them, he didn't vote for Trump, and I think it's idiotic. But he goes, man, if his style. I think most Americans like his style. But if you are trying to, if you can have Trump's get it done sort of mentality and soften the style, that's probably a recipe for success. So I don't want to disregard it. And there's some of you out there probably going, yeah, Kevin, you know what I mean? I think it could soften. Well, okay, I'll call you guys pansies because I don't believe you should soften the style. I believe that we should go at the left the same way they go at us. You go at them with reckless abandon. I promise you, they are not resting on this. What did Youngkin vote go on? Education. He said he's going to boost education funding, but he hammered schools on social issues like race and transgender rights. That to me is a little scary. I mean, he's walking the line there because, see, I don't think education needs more money. I think it needs more accountability. He says there will be no teaching of critical race theory in Virginia. And he says it's an academic framework that centers on the idea that racism is systematic in the nation's institutions and that they function to maintain the dominance of white people. So anyway, what's he going to do there? Was that the issue for Virginians? I don't know enough Virginians to say whether it was or it wasn't, but that's one of the postmortems that I did read. They said In Virginia, 14% of voters listed education as a top issue. 7 of those 10 voted for Youngkin. The focus comes after lengthy school closures during the scamdemic, which infuriated some traditionally Democratic voting groups. And see, this is where I want to come back to what I was saying before. How much of this is Youngkin? How much of this is whatever they try to, you know, bring up as anti-Trump sentiment or whatever? And how much of this is just what the Democrats did, self-inflicted? You know what these suburban voters and people figured out? They're like, our lives are gone. We're educating our own kids and paying taxes. Teachers don't even want to go back to work. It's a scam. I'm looking at the numbers. I don't believe the numbers anymore. These numbers are lies. The vaccine. Now that they have a vaccine, why don't they still want to go back to work? Oh, no, you got to get all the kids vaccinated. Whatever. You know, the Democrats, there has been such a mass. I wish we could just really get the numbers of this mass exodus of Democrats from their party. Which brings me back to what I said early on. Don't start celebrating too early, folks. Don't start spiking the football. Because this massive shift has caused the powers that be to say, how much more can we cheat? Mail-in ballots, illegal voting, dead people voting, all the cheats that have been going on for decades. And what else can we do? Get those machines in. You know, make sure that we're impenetrable. The only thing I can hope is that there are Democrats over there that are going, you know what, they still trust me. I'm going to pull a Project Veritas. I'm going to get irrefutable evidence of what they've done. Because I'm going to tell you, I have zero faith in in America's election system. Zero. Oh, yeah, we got the win. And let me tell you something else. Democrats are smart. They understand the cadaver dog thing. When you got a cadaver dog, I don't know, I tell this story quite a bit, but I heard this because I'm from guys that work with them. And they say they go search through the rubble and they find the bodies and the dogs get depressed. So they have to plant a body there for them to find that's alive. So the cadaver dog will go, oh my gosh, I found one. He's alive. He's alive. I did my job. He's alive. They don't like, cadaver dogs don't like finding dead bodies. So the Democrats know this. So every now and then they give you one and you go, oh my God, we won one. We're so amazing. Oh my gosh, we're winning. Until they show you that there's still a lot more bodies in the rubble. They said, McAuliffe didn't help himself when during a debate he says, I don't believe parents should be telling schools what they should teach. See, that's a prevailing Democratic notion. Going back, Democrats took control of all parts of Virginia's government in 2019, steadily started liberalizing the state's voting laws. They made mail voting accessible to all, required a 45-day window for early voting, among the longest in the country. This year, they passed the Voting Rights Act that made it easier to sue for blocking ballot access. Trump attacked it. They said Republican-controlled states have rushed to tighten voting laws, cutting early voting hours, restricting mail balloting, arguing that liberalizing elections invites fraud and helps Democrats. The latter claim contradicts repeated studies that have found that mail voting does not favor either political party. I don't agree with that. I think that the Democrats are doing these things for the cheat. But here's what they're saying. They're saying that Youngkin actually said, let's embrace these ideas. You know, it's not that big of a deal to let Democrats sort of win in this because it's going to help with us. Now, I will tell you right now, he's right. Go ahead and liberalize it. Because you know what Democrats are doing? Democrats are leaving the Democrat Party in droves. So, yeah, I have more time to go vote for my, you know, for the right thing. Speaking of which, there was a small vote in my area on two initiatives for the city. And the first thing they tell you is use either a pen or a pencil. Not a Sharpie. A pen or a pencil. Do you think elections are going to be on the up and up going forward?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.